Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to Flesh Wound Features presents Squared Circle Society, sponsored by UEW. I am Dan, your wrestling man, joined as always by Todd, Ozzy, and Bob. I will just do the quick intro. I think everybody knows who we are now. Gentlemen, how goes it? This might actually possibly be a positive episode tonight. We won't just be bitching about crazy Uncle Vince and Brock.
Yeah, but I think Dan's going to... I'm just going to be quiet.
Why be quiet? Come on, Todd. Don't be a woman.
Yeah,
tell me what
share
you really
with the
think.
Group.
Okay, because I had to edit Dan's description because it came off a little too marky.
But was
how
it Mark
it
and the Funky Bunch? Yeah.
What?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch is going to be a tag team now.
Yes! Right. Make it a faction.
Okay. Well.
How is it Marky, Todd? It was a very basic description. I was busy. We're mostly talking
AEW. It was
a
historic pay-per-view. What's Vince going to do now? That was very Marky.
Fuck you, Todd.
It was.
Yes,
why did you change it?
You got to have a little razzle-dazzle, Todd, to get people
yes.
to...
Yeah, you got to
razzle
dazzle.
Okay, if this is an opinion-based show, why are you already stating an opinion for the whole group?
Yeah, you can't talk for me.
Oh, Ozzy's going to get pissed.
Nobody talked for me.
Wait. For Ozzy V, this is... Oh, wait, I can't use... That's a...
You know, I know why you're mad, Todd.
I'm not mad.
It has nothing to do with my description. It's the fact that we can definitively call this a pay-per-view. So fuck you, Todd. It's bad.
Why would I be mad? This
yeah.
is a pay-per-view. What?
Because it's not a pay-per-view. It's a network special. Rob
well,
Van Dam, Mr. Network Special. Now pay-per-view's
well,
back.
Okay, what does one have to do with the other? This was a pay-per-view.
And I don't know when Todd started sounding like an old man.
I don't know.
Todd is it's very old.
Yes,
very
okay,
old.
Grandpa. That's why your nickname's Grandpa Dan on the chat.
Always got to change stuff, Todd. I don't care. I miss the days of
get off my lawn!
There you go. I will do that, and then it's going to be a super kick party for everybody that my calls me Grandpa Dan. So how are you gentlemen doing? Ozzy, I don't care about you.
Ichi.
Ozzy, how are you doing?
I'm Ichi doing fantastic.
Good.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I'm doing fine. I don't know about Bob since he's late.
Or maybe he's just on the line and staying silent like
creeping.
Last time. Creeper.
I will tell you that is not the case today. And I think
unless
he just messed
right
our group. It won't let him call in. Okay. Well, I'm going to deal with Bob's stuff.
Well, there you go. I don't know what else to give him there. Technical difficulties. AEW had it last night a couple times, but fortunately that wasn't the nightmare scenario I thought it could be. All right, so I know what to kick this off with, really, before we even talk about some of the matches. Assuming AEW is going to be around for a while, which I think is a fair assumption, at least a few years with the kind of investment that's been made, do you think that they will be able to continue at $60 pay-per-views?
No.
$50 pay-per-views it ended up being.
Well, no. See, no. It was still $60 for some people. So.
Oh,
just,
really? That was weird.
I know. For Dan, it's always what he... It's all about Dan. Yes, some companies still charge $10 above the... Of the thing, but for argument, we'll just say $50 because no matter what, that was the standard definition version. So we'll just say that. And as we say that, we'll welcome our Bob Magagna on. Am I allowed to say Bob Magania?
You guys, he didn't give me the one in front of the area code. It messed everything up.
Yeah, you need to dial one. That is true. At least for that.
Dan saved me. Dan, with his archaic old technology, knew what was up.
There you go.
Gotta use that one in front of the area code.
See,
there you
that
go.
Works
Being
for
tech
me.
Special pays off, Todd. Bringing back
yeah.
the paper
yeah.
and the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But hi,
Bob,
everybody.
How goes it?
It's going good. Going good.
We were talking about Dan being a mark.
What?
We were talking about Dan being a mark.
Why? What did Dan do wrong?
Because I said AEW put Vince on notice, basically.
No, what he's...
I agree.
There you go.
But here's the thing. He did it in our description, which is speaking for everyone. And you know how Ozzy likes it when he gets signed off for it at the end of a show.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Nobody talks
Wait, are we
me.
Talking shit about BC again?
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to understand the situation, Ozzy.
No, you're just trying to get my ass kicked.
No. Did your ass get kicked last time? No.
Well,
we're
given some time.
I think you were hiding, though.
We were referring to the... Well, how would you know, Bob?
Exactly.
I had a webcam there.
All
Don't
right,
get me
well.
Started on that, Todd. Not the time to play.
Well,
anyway,
we're off to a wild start. So, all right, Ozzy, $50
yeah.
pay-per-views. Will they be able to keep that model? That's half a year's subscription almost. I mean, that's it's rough.
Maybe because this could have been I have to see the next one being somewhat lower in price. Because that's a lot.
I think $30 in 3 hours is the sweet spot.
I agree.
I think they could go 40 and make something out of that. 50 is a little high. I don't think they're going to go with the $60 model, $50 standard definition. But if they're not doing pay-per-views all the time and they're putting good shows out, I mean, we paid for fucking shit for WWE and didn't bat an eye.
Well,
at some point
I gave up.
Every month.
Yeah, at some point you gave up. But, I mean, it took a while. So, I mean, are you going to use that same mentality here? Or are you going to give them a shot, Todd? Come on.
This was me giving them a shot.
But you gave WWE a shot for like 20 years, and they fucking failed you a million times, and you're still going back like a fucking wounded dog.
Well, yeah, but I also watch Raw and SmackDown at about 20 minutes each, so.
I mean, our podcast is mostly about WWE, you fucking mark.
That's not my call.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to do 205. Fuck you, Todd.
That's still WWE.
We're going to do
That's what I just said. Fuck you, though.
Hey,
we're
going to
do a 205 live spin.
I'm going to ask you all this. Who watches Being the Elite?
I do.
Okay,
subscribe.
So two of us. Not I've watched.
So you're a mark.
Three.
What?
Oh,
you
do not, Todd.
No, I'm saying I do.
Okay, well, then that's three of us. Bob, you, me.
What the fuck
I don't
are you complaining
Bob.
About?
What?
What are you complaining about then?
I don't know, because I didn't think Dan watched.
Yeah, you just assumed, because Dan
fired.
Well, all
Grandpa
all
Dan.
Dan, all you ever talk about is WWE.
Well, let's be real here. You know, I've even mentioned to people and asked people, like, would you want, like, a Ring of Honor podcast? And most people don't. WWE does tend to occupy a lot of the relevant news. You go to any wrestling site right now. Well, maybe not right now because you've got AEW. But for the last several years,
You don't see a whole lot, unless a big star's leaving TNA.
But here's the thing, and I get that, but why are we trying to be...
Are you going to be honest as well?
Well, why are we trying to be an alternative then? Why are we covering what everyone else is covering?
Well, I think we're going to cover a lot of AEW.
We want listeners.
I get that.
We want people to listen.
But if
you get that, are you going to be honest again?
I will, but if you do that, then you got to take the chance like AEW, don't you, right?
Absolutely.
So, again,
but Dan's point was about getting listeners, and he
just
mentioned,
Bob's.
You know.
That was mine. Nonetheless,
no.
I still think that this product is good. Will be good.
Okay, go ahead.
And the $60 price point, even if they keep it, as long as it's not every fucking month that way, they'll be fine. As long as they're putting out good shows that create, that get people excited, people are going to pay for it. I mean, people fucking jerk off over these UFC title or fucking shows and how those are fucking off the wall expensive, aren't they?
I don't know.
Ooh,
they're
at least. Yeah, even $100.
Yeah, I mean, look at boxing back in the day. Boxing was fucking ridiculous.
But they only had 200,000 buys for 200,000 buys for the first show. That's their subscribers of AEW. I'm sorry, subscribers of being the Elite.
So then they exactly what they knew they could do. They took what they had and made every single one of those people following them buy their shit.
Yes.
I think
I'm not
going to
complain about 100% sell rate. I mean, how many people follow WWE? Over a million. And what are their buy rates?
That is since those don't even exist anymore. And like the three pay-per-views.
They still do have numbers.
No, they do. And even if you compare the numbers from years ago, my thing is it's a law of diminishing returns. This one's going to have high numbers. And who knows how many people watch the bootleg streams? I'm sure those numbers are astronomical. But I don't think anyone keeps track of that.
You can't.
It's how many people are going to be like, okay, we paid 50 the first one, and then the next one they'll watch it via alternative means. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't know.
It is a possibility.
Right now, all I know is if I was WWE, I wouldn't be worried.
Well, we're going to get into that. I mean, Ozzy, do you think, like, a bi-monthly sort of thing would work? Because that's kind of what I was thinking, an NXT model where every show means something. I don't mind. I'm glad I paid for this because for all the bitching about WWE, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'm glad I bought it. But what do you think, bi-monthly?
Well, here's the thing, is that we're thinking it's every month, but if you think about their roughly spaced about 6 weeks apart because it's, what, July 13th and then August 31st? Between now and July is about 6 weeks. And then so maybe they're doing a pay-per-view every 6 weeks. And that, I think, could work. That could be an alternative model that they're trying out instead of just trying to be alternative in different ways, trying to be alternative in this way as well. Not that it's a pay-per-view every month, but rather a pay-per-view every 6 weeks.
They didn't really give it for stories to be built better, too. Yeah, they didn't give a timeline. They just said they would not be monthly pay-per-views.
I don't think they need to. They've got 2 hours to fill on TNT. I think you really want to concentrate a lot of awesomeness into that because that's going to be the real test.
But do we even have a start date?
What's a weekly product look? October.
Okay, but an actual start.
I don't have the answer, but I know supposedly October they're supposed to launch on TNT. They might have given a date.
I'm looking it up.
But we're still far enough out. There may not be an official. I don't know how far in advance they do that, but yeah, October.
I would assume that it would be showing up with a fall schedule.
Yeah. I would imagine another month or so you'll probably have an announcement of the official date, but yeah, I we'll get into the show, because I am kind of curious to see. I know kind of what Todd thought, but I don't know about you guys. So, all right. So we had a pre-show because I have one major criticism personally, and that was really the pre-show, which. Well, we kicked it off with a battle royal, which I was kind of excited for because they booked a pretty decent pre-show battle royal for All In, so I figured, you know, it'd be entertaining. If I were to look at their roster right now, and I'm not sure which of these guys are under long-term deals. I mean, I know a few, obviously. That was the weakest to me. There were a lot of guys there that looked very, very indie and not in a good way. The amputee, Dustin Thomas, I believe was his name. There were a lot of guys in there that I don't know if are going to capture the casual fans' interest. And I don't know. Not a very good battle royal, but what did you guys think?
I mean, it was a pre-show, you know. I don't expect much from pre-shows to begin with. So the only thing that really bothered me, because other than that, it was a standard Battle Royale Royal Rumble. You know, what it was supposed to do.
It
Say
was
what?
TNA rules, though. It was fucking, it made no
See, that,
sense.
That's the thing I didn't like, is the concept behind it. I didn't like how groups of fucking four came out. You know, it's like, what's the point in that? They're like, even the concept they did, like, it did nothing to put anything over. It was just, let's get people out quicker.
We didn't have enough time to do this every minute or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Just throw everyone in at once then.
Yeah, just do a battle royal.
So. And then, like you said in our message, Todd, I think it was you, there's our winner when the Joker card came out, or Dan.
Adam
and
Page.
I was hoping for that not to be the truth. And they kind of teased that, which I was kind of at least happy that they did something a little bit different. But that bummed me out on that. What was the point of everything?
It
did feel like a few juggernauts and a bunch of scrubs, basically. I mean, again,
and I don't
really
want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
Ozzy, what did you think of the Battle Royal? A little underwhelmed by it. I feel they need to work on their undercard a little bit.
I'll be honest, Bob kind of threw me off with the song, and I was trying to think of something to tie it in, but I couldn't.
Don't you dare steal my line off. I'm
well.
Telling you now.
Steal your own. Todd, you might as well just get it out right now.
All right. You mentioned the undercard roster, and here's the problem. This is the biggest issue I have with AEW. All of the good talent is either in WWE, ROH, NXT, all that good undercard talent. No, that's where they are right now. The undercard in AEW, it looks indie. They don't have that that star power.
God. You're a mark. You're a mark, dude.
You're like
if this was the movies, you'd be like all the other stupid people who think they know about movies. Like, Godfather is the best movie of all time. And it's like, dude, Back to the Future totally fucking throws that out of the water. Chill the fuck out.
This is probably the wrong place to start this conversation, but I'm going to bookmark that. I'm going to remember what you said, and we're going to discuss this later.
Okay.
Todd's wrong? And he's a mark?
No, I'm talking about the Godfather. But we'll discuss this later.
So you think their undercard is full of good talent?
Well, see, that's the thing.
I'm asking Bob.
You're asking Bob. All right.
Say your question again.
So you're saying their undercard is great and they have good talent and all that. Not that I'm saying the guys aren't talented, but So
I mean,
you're fine with
what is your view of their undercard? Because I don't look at the pre-show as their undercard.
I'm not just talking about the pre-show. I'm talking about the. I didn't feel like I was getting my money's worth until we got to Cody Dustin. Before that, I was just like, I can see this on any indie.
So why did you feel that way? What about these guys really made you feel that way?
It was no different than any other indie. It was Nate, tell me how it was different than Ring of Honor. I didn't see anything that was changing the game at this point.
It's really not, but you got to remember that it's just the style of wrestling. I mean, WWE and any other style of wrestling is completely different.
I get that.
Well, I don't know if it's totally fair because, again, I don't think that double amputee is going to be a regular on their roster. No offense to the guy. It's amazing that, you know, you can do that, but I just kind of looked at that and I thought maybe not.
No,
the best
Finn,
message.
You're a fucking legist. You fucking biased legist motherfucker.
Terry's crying somewhere right now.
I know. Well, he's
they
should have
gotten Zach Gowen. Zach Gowen can do a moonsault. I think you need at least one leg to do a moonsault. So, you know.
Yeah, but he's carrying over 75% of the weight.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. That just felt like an indie. Like, all right, it's fun to see on a random show, but it's gonna lose interest in it pretty quick. We did see Hot Tub Guy. I met him down there. Fellow podcaster was in the Battle Royal.
Really?
I cannot comment.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? You know what was funny when I was watching this? I was like, if they were going to do comedy, because, you know, anybody on the indies would kill their mother to be on this show. They should have maybe put, like, David Arquette in there. That would have been funny to me, rather than some of
Glacier?
The guys that I... Yeah, Glacier, I'm like, all right. You know. He got some offense in, too.
Because
last year he, like, did that big old return or whatever, so everyone's all jizzing over that right now.
I don't get that. He was always fucking shitty. I know, it's so different than WWE.
That. Nostalgia. Nostalgia, that's all it is, dude.
I'm not going to pop if Shockmaster enters it.
Yeah, you fucking
yeah, you would.
Yeah, you
would. I am lying. I would
lie.
Everybody
would.
Would.
Dude,
that
was a bigger pop than Hardy showing up at the fucking WrestleMania the other year.
Okay, I'll give you this. I wouldn't pop if fucking the Demon showed up. Is that better?
Exactly. That I understand. That is on par with this. That is apples to apples, not apples to oranges.
So... But, again, there's AEW changing the game. Continue.
Oh,
but again,
they're
this
changing
was
the game.
This was the pre-show.
I know.
But.
Come on, Todd.
Again,
you can't tell me you were not entertained by that show.
I was, but it took a long time. And Ozzy can tell you exactly when I did. And I kind of told you when I was.
Because you're a fucking mark.
I'll tell you the part Ozzy started falling asleep later.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Todd. I had a lot of medicine that day.
You had a lot of medicine? What the fuck? You overdosed on fucking...
Did you take an open drink from Todd? Never take an open drink from Todd.
Damn it.
You fucking...
I knew something
did he lace that shit with the Tussin, dude?
I wonder I was leaning.
There he
like
I didn't give you any lean.
So the last match. All right, so this I'll admit. Again, good. Well, Sammy Guevara versus Kip Sabian. That was the last match on the pre-show. Nobody knew who these guys were. And again, that's also an issue. You don't have a TV show yet, so you're going to get to know who these guys are. Why the fuck was Sammy Guevara dressed as a panda? And that was the funniest meme I saw all day with his gear and then Tom Green wearing the dead deer suit. It was hilarious.
Well, I know that
That was
I know
creepy.
The SoCal contingent that was there knew exactly who he was.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a lot of SoCal people.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I was going to say, it sounds like we knew
Bunch
a lot of,
losers. Of
people at this.
I know. Bob's just mad he couldn't go.
I'm so bummed out. I just found out that Punk Rock Bowling was at the same time. So, like, my week in Vegas would have been amazing if I went.
We should all time something for Vegas. I haven't booked my tickets yet, Todd.
I know,
we got to
do that.
Vegas trip.
And I figured out what it is that opens when you're going to be down here in that Zombieland 2.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
What's Zombieland?
It's a horror film starring Woody Harrelson. I should say a horror comedy.
A horror film, not a comedy?
It's a horror comedy. Sorry.
The guy from Cheers is still around?
Yes.
Yeah, he's still
alive. Plays Archie Bunker now.
I saw that. That was bad.
I enjoyed it. I was just bummed they bleeped the word that if I say he'll get mad and I'm not bugged, so I'm not allowed.
Dude, you should totally. That pissed me off. I was like, how can you say nigger in the 70s but not now?
Yeah. It's okay. He was describing what he said. It was like, you know.
I mean, seriously, if there are people. I would not censor the word beaner or spick. No, wet back.
Okay, I just got to say, someone's going to get upset that we're going off topic, so we should probably get back.
Yes. No RT Bunker.
Sunday, let's keep the train on
schedule.
That would be a good
gimmick, though. RT Bunker gimmick would be interesting. But, yeah, I mean, nobody knows.
They already did it. It was Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's sort of. That was a Trump one, though. But, yeah, kind of. Yeah, shooter gimmick. That was a rumor I heard last minute for the Battle Royal that Jack Swagger was going to be in it, and I'm kind of glad he wasn't. But that was like a late-breaking rumor I heard, that Jack Swagger. I was like, oh, if you're going to do it, please let Zeb come out with him. But no, we didn't get that. We got Glacier instead. So anyway, yeah, not a lot. I mean, the match was good. I thought Sabian looked like he could have some potential. But yeah, that was the weakest part of it for me, was the pre-show, and it may not even be entirely fair to judge it. But
yeah, it's like Bob said, it's a pre-show.
Yeah. So all right, so. I might be going slightly out of order, but I'm trying to kind of remember. Just a slight note, they really should have people that can actually sing the national anthem, because that horrible.
Give that one to Ozzy.
Ozzy, what did you think? Because that was like, I don't know, it looked like Nicholas. Like, they got Nicholas, former Raw tag champ, to do it, and it was just horrible.
Well, I think it was more that they didn't have a chance to rehearse, so they all, like, just came in at the same time, like, and somebody wasn't expecting that many people, or I don't know. It just seemed weird. I think
yeah,
that was a common thing about it when it was happening. I was like, did they expect, like, nobody to be here? Because they looked really surprised that there's that many people there.
I was going What, Todd?
I was going to say, yeah, they should have just not had that segment.
Yeah, that was a little too old.
You can't have the
national.
You can't not have the national anthem.
I just think that was just a little too. I don't know. I don't feel like you need that for a wrestling show.
I agree.
And I'm not patriotic. My dad's a vet, so it's just, I don't know. I just don't think you need that. It's just very, I don't know.
Especially when,
for me.
Especially when half the crowd doesn't know where the flag is. Right, Ozzy?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I wasn't talking about you. I mean, when you're trying to direct people to do the national anthem and you don't know, and no one knows where the flag is. Oh, wait, it's on the screen.
Did I say that?
Paz, you're really defensive right now.
I know.
I think Taz is trying to reference. No, Taz is trying to reference the time it was in a particular show where we were supposed to say the national anthem, but I didn't know it was going to happen, so I called out the competitors, and then they just started playing the national anthem. This wasn't a UEW show, by the way.
Oh, okay. No, I was just talking about when everyone started and they couldn't find where it was. I didn't realize it was on. That wasn't on you because you didn't. Oh, yes. It was the birthday party show.
You know, speaking of old school staples, you know who I thought was going to be there was Michael Buffer. That thought occurred to me, and I was like, oh, man, I bet Buffer is going to show up to call the main, to announce the main. And they at least
I thought you were
going to
say awesome, and I was going to cry.
No.
No, but I don't know. I was kind of expecting that.
I'm glad. I never was a fan of his. He's just a waste of money. That was to WCW. We're trying to learn from those
things,
right?
That's why they didn't do it. Yeah, absolutely. So anyways, first match, SoCal Uncensored taking on the Stronghearts. It always amazes me that what Christopher Daniels can still do at, I believe, 50 or close to 50 if he's not already. I'm in awe how he can still move at his age. So what did you guys think? I know you got to be SoCal and Censored fans.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I like all three guys. Well, two of them at least. I won't say the one I'm not a fan of.
Say it.
I don't like now. You want me to say it? Okay, Scorpio Sky.
Okay.
You don't like the black guy? All right.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't work for certain promoters,
like,
and maybe
Sky.
I wouldn't give him that shit.
Oh!
Damn.
Knowing what certain promoters have had to change their name over. So, yeah, I'm not a fan. But, no, I did really like this match. It was a good opener. It was a hot one to get the crowd started. And what did they say, Ozzy? Like the only tag team match or some shit?
Oh, yeah, when they were going over the rundown, Excalibur, in his infinite wisdom, said, and the single solitary tag team match, the Young Bucks. We'll be taking on the Lucha Brothers. And then we had the six-man tag, and we had two additional tag matches in addition to the six-man tag.
You know, I know we're going to talk about the match, but we might as well go right there because the commentary sucked.
It's funny. It is hilarious because I have read nothing all day. I'm in my truck, by the way, now. That fucking the commentary was good. Great.
I hated it.
Like, do you guys know what commentary is?
I'm telling you, everyone's still fucking in their jizz.
Is that, like, ironic?
Everyone's still in their jizz-coated fucking euphoria. They're not going to call out what wasn't right, and that's the problem. I get it for the people there live, but watching it at home, the technical stuff, the commentary, it was just, like, not there.
Especially when Jim Ross had his senior moment. I mean, when he's like, I don't know what's going on.
And I even said to Ozzy before that, I feel like JR's lost a step now.
He has?
Oh, yeah. He's only good for coming in and saying slobberknocker.
Yeah.
And slapping someone's ass.
Ozzy is a fellow commentator. Do you agree it wasn't very good?
Yes, Ozzy. You're a commentary expert.
You can ask Todd. I was so angry at how the fact you could barely hear Excalibur, that the play-by-play had more energy than the color. It was absolutely ridiculous. It was a joke. But I don't know what the fuck was happening.
Yeah. No,
they could have hired
no
you.
Chemistry.
You know what? I will give them one thing that I super marked out on for the commentary was their fucking sports jackets.
Uh-oh, jackets.
Those
Ozzy?
Jackets were fucking
Ozzy?
The shit, dude.
What's wrong with the jackets?
Oh, come on.
They were
on.
Buttoned when they were sitting down.
Oh, okay, that's just user error. But the look of it,
and then like the guy on the far left, I can't remember his name, but that button, that poor button, it was under a lot of stress the whole night.
That guy,
and I'm not saying
coat.
I'm like a slim guy, but at the same time, I unbutton my actually I don't even button my fucking jacket. I'm not gonna put any inanimate object through that kind of pressure.
Poor button.
I'm just mad Excalibur was not played by Kevin Kleinrock.
Excalibur needs some work, and I'm sorry. I don't know how I feel about the mask as a commentator. Also, that just—I don't know. I mean, I just—if you're going to be a commentator, be a commentator. I didn't care for him. I mean, he always does, but I don't know. And they're talking.
Hate,
there's already rumors
all people
that Jerry
that
Lawler.
You hate all people that do that, commentating with masks.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Did you hate all people that commentate with masks?
He's about to fall into a trap.
What happened?
Nothing. Move on.
Do I hate all commentators with masks? I don't know. I just the whole loot. You figure people are seeing you for the first time. Number one, if you're going to wear it, at least have some charisma. He was terrible. I mean, he looked. Maybe the nerves got to those guys. I don't know, because several times when they showed them, they actually looked scared. I don't know. That's a big one. And they're talking about bringing in Jerry Lawler. I mean, I'm sorry, when you're doing stuff like killing the Attitude Era and then you're going to have the two voices of the Attitude Era as your main commentary team.
Well,
hold on.
Stop. I'm going
to
tell you this right now. They were not – AEW is not We're Destroying the Attitude Era. That was the Cody-Dustin match gimmick. That wasn't the whole concept
I know,
of AEW. You can't focus that one thing and bring it out to everything.
Just like
that's
you can't write a
bad
description
idea.
That speaks for all of us, Dan.
Yeah.
That's, yes. Todd.
I would have asked Ozzy to do the description, but he would have thought when I told him I needed Sunday that I had to have it by Monday.
Here's the thing, though.
Todd's talking shit tonight.
This is why we don't record on Sunday.
This is when Todd takes all his medicine for the week, but he doesn't remember to take it throughout the week, so he just pops all the pills at once. Fucking gets grumpy.
There you go. Don't go Benoit, Todd.
Oh, God. We're going to get text that the garage door's open.
The dogs are out back.
The
hookers are out of their pen.
Then you know something's really wrong.
Dude, that'd be the worst. Like, imagine like Ozzy's the closest to you. Ozzy's driving down the street, and they're like, "Oh my God, is that Lolita? How'd she get out? Better call Todd."
That's fucked up. So yeah, anybody off the top of your head, present company excluded, that you would think maybe they should look into to do commentary? Because I'm dreading those guys together on TNT every week.
You didn't have to say present company excluded.
Well, I'm saying I would take Ozzy. Ozzy would have done a great job.
I'm just busting
fuck
his balls.
Fuck you, Todd.
That's what I wanted. I honestly don't know. I can't think of anyone.
They just
because
it's the problem. That's rough.
If we're going to the indie scene, I'm gonna pick Ozzy. So I don't know who else to.
Yeah.
And
one
I don't really.
Ozzy.
I really don't. JB, Mike Tenay. I don't know. I would actually kind of like to hear.
No.
I would like to hear a Tenay Jim Ross team. That's never been done.
I don't know.
Well, he was in Vegas.
Raven?
If they were in Vegas, if they couldn't get it out that night, he wasn't happening. No, Raven is too full of himself and will just get himself over. I don't feel like I want Raven. He will never
Matt
shut up.
Stryker?
I can deal with Stryker.
I like Striker.
Bad.
Yeah. Okay. Or can I just say, get Taz out of retirement, and there we go, done.
Oh shit, yeah.
You're right.
I'm not gonna lie. I would mark out for Taz. I like Taz's commentator.
Yeah. Me too.
I do too. There's
just something about it that just felt so organic.
He made
yeah.
Cole sound good.
Yeah, exactly.
Those two were a great pairing.
They were better, arguably better than JR and the King at some points in their run.
I definitely agree with that.
I wouldn't disagree. Bringing in Lawler, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Lawler's still got a little bit of life in him, but
as long as he can still fuck some puppies, he'll be alive.
There you go.
I would love him
maybe
to
he can
buzz.
Say it again.
I would love him to bust puppies in the women's match and then JR have to tell him.
Oh god. But yeah, they
kinda
need
like
to
Derek
work on
Dane.
There you go. They need to work on that. Commentary and some of the undercard. That's it. That's pretty much all my complaints. But, SoCal Uncensored and the Stronghearts. I thought that was a really good opener. That one, I was wondering, you were so negative, Todd.
What?
They got off to a good start.
I understand
redefine
that. Redefine
wrestling
nothing,
in the first match.
I'm just telling you that, and this was nothing. This was Ring of Honor. Keep going.
Okay, but yes, you're just getting to know. I have you seen the Stronghearts before? Did you even know who they were?
I know the names. They don't work out here, so no.
So there you go. You're going to get to know them. I mean, I just don't think – I get it. You know, we need story build and everything, but you're not going to get that completely like you should until you have the TV show. So,
but they've been doing that for other matches on the app, on the road to Double or Nothing, on that weekly, you know, they've been doing stuff every week. There's been Bill.
Yeah, they have, but I'm just saying, you will get to know some of these guys. So we had that. Again, I might be going slightly out of order, but we also had Best Friends versus Angelico and Jack Evans. Now, that I thought was actually a lot of fun. I know, Todd, you're probably the biggest, like, Jack Evans fan ever. He's, like, the embodiment of what you consider professional wrestling. So I figured
Wrestling
he's, like,
Society, yes.
There you go. Yeah. You know, I think he's over 40.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is like old school indie. I mean, he goes right back there with AJ and, not Christopher Daniels. He's got some years on him, but he's been around forever. And it's amazing to see what he's still capable of doing. I like that the whole thing is like bringing back tag team wrestling. I don't mind that they had a bunch of tag matches on the show. That didn't bother me at all.
Well, look who their top guys are. They have to establish tag teams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and WWE does not know how to book tag teams. We see
absolutely not.
We see that nonstop. That's why I know tomorrow we're going to tune into Raw. The Usos are going to introduce the sex tape of the Revival and the Donkey since they didn't sign those new contracts. And that's going to be your tag team. That's going to be your tag team storyline in WWE.
You think they're going to retaliate for what Cody did to that chair that was supposed to be like Triple H's chair?
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. That was so fucking bad. Me and Ozzy. Well, I don't want to speak for Ozzy. I was laughing. It was so low budget. I could not.
The
it was
plastic
bad.
Skulls.
The fucking little puffs of smoke and the little fucking, ooh, it cracked. I was like, oh, wow. And everyone's coming in their pants over it. I don't get it.
Shockmaster come out and fall on it.
Right?
There
that
you
would,
go.
That
there
would've
you
been
go.
Awesome.
Everybody would have popped so
hard. Oh, my
hard.
God. Why the fuck did not Cody not have Uncle Fred on that show? What the fuck?
It would have been better in the Battle Royal. I would have taken that over Glacier or Billy Gunn, to be honest. But, you know.
Speaking of the Royal,
I don't know.
Speaking of the Battle Royal, do you want to see Billy Gunn in the corner and then Jungle Boy was right next to him? And he just grabs Jungle Boy's hair and drags him over towards his crotch.
I didn't see that part.
Dude, go back and look at that. I'm not even joking.
Jungle Boy looked like he was forgetting spots. I think one of you even said something about
it.
But...
I mentioned that. It looked like there was some miscommunications going on there. But, you know, he's still green.
Now you guys...
Not green, but he's still young. And that was a fucking huge crowd for him.
I was going to say that there had to be some nerves involved.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm sure.
He's had some big APW shows. So he's had some decent crowds. But
you guys are more familiar with him. I've only seen very little, so I'll be honest. But I don't know. I'm not seeing something special yet. But maybe I just haven't watched enough of his stuff.
He has the work down in ring for the most part. He's only going to get better there. It's dependent on what they're going to do with his character.
Yeah.
Because they could totally write something just stupid, you know? Just fucking dumb as shit.
See, that's the thing.
And his character really doesn't have anything right now. He's just Jungle Boy Nate Coy.
No, he's just Jungle Boy.
Is it just
Jungle Boy now? Just Jungle
but coming,
Boy.
Coming soon to Flesh Moon Features, the best of Jungle Boy.
Really?
That was
my
time.
What?
Is that legit, Todd?
Yeah.
It is now, because I'm going to say it is.
Nice. So I shouldn't talk shit. He is the next fucking Ric Flair.
Well,
here's
what we say. Where did Jungle Boy get his name?
Mexico.
Oh, my God. Shut up, Bob.
Do you name him, Todd?
I believe it was Derek Zade who coined the name Jungle Boy.
Oh, there you go.
Ozzy wasn't there
you go.
For that.
He'll never get credited for that, by the way, either.
Well, of course not.
And he didn't. On Jericho's podcast, he specifically said, and I came backstage, and this guy said, I have a name for you. So he's
Ozzy.
Known as this guy. Yes.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Well,
I'm on this podcast. I'm sitting down.
Ozzy's an asshole. I'm just saying that now.
What?
Todd's
why?
On period again. What the fuck? What did
because
I do?
In the history of UEW, Derek Zade gives Jungle Boy's name. If we're talking shoot shit, then okay. God damn it, Ozzy.
I'm going off
DVDs.
Of what was specifically
Ozzy
said
cost us DVD
in
sales.
The podcast. That no, go fuck yourself. I am not, if anything, and it's the opposite.
Derek Zane's hosting that shit now.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, we're gonna torture all those Jungle Boy fans.
Oh wow. I will say if he went to WWE, he'd be entering the ring like swinging on a vine. Or something stupid.
They still got the Paul Virgil rig. Yeah, there you go.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You can reuse it.
Just like whoever's not doing anything will be Jane. Just be very 80s. That's what they would do.
All I know is he's got to bring out that friend. Remember when he came out with that one kid that was all like crazy?
Oh, yes.
Dude, he's got to bring that guy back. Oh my God, that guy was nuts.
And you'll be able to relive these memories on UEW Home Video coming soon.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, seriously, I'm not joking, Todd. Get on that.
That's always been the plan.
I know, but we never do it.
Well, maybe
FleshWoundFeatures.com.
I'm busy making. What the hell's it called? Bitch, are you for real?
I thought that was already done.
You've already made two of them.
I know. I got to make volume three first. But I guess Jungle Boy's coming out
next. Three.
Yeah, there's a volume three.
I'm just mad that you took all my ideas for these retrospecticuses and turned them into your own thing, you fucking dickwad.
Well, you know,
Todd, extra idea. Commentary on a Luke Perry movie. I don't know which one we would do.
Nope.
That can be an extra.
Yeah, that's no.
No. No.
I'll be the season finale of 90210.
Nope.
Are you still on it, Ben?
A dubbing.
That shit was
bad.
That was my novella.
I never watched it, but yeah, everybody I knew did.
Audrey Rock, Chilean 003.
That means we got to get back on track.
On
track. So, best friend, Angelico Jack Evans. I thought that match was everything you could hope for it to be. You knew it was going to be a spot fest. I like the best friends. I actually think they're a really good team. I enjoy their character work as well. Slight misstep when the lights go out, to me that should be somebody you know. I mean, the Super Smash Brothers, hey, Ring of Honor fans, they know who they are. But I don't know. That was a little awkward. I think it was just like, yeah, they even had that "Who are you?" chant. That didn't go over terribly well.
And they weren't even doing it to be mean.
They look. Yeah, they were just like, "Are we missing something?" Kind of looked like one of the War Raiders, Ro, like just I don't know, like just stop taking his roids or something. I mean, that's the one dude.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm not saying he does. I was just being an asshole. But, yeah, no, it was very confusing. It was funny. I was looking at a chat, and it made me laugh. Holy shit, is that the Highlanders?
Mm-hmm.
It cracks me up a little bit. So,
could only be
good
one.
Tag team, but, again, we'll get to know who these people are, but
let me ask you this, Dan. Then what tag team should it have been?
It could have gone just the way it did, but I don't know if I would have hit the lights. You know what I mean? You're expecting
RVD
and Sabu to be in the ring, or
but hitting the lights
would
also be a debut. It doesn't have to be a return.
They need to stop doing lights out in wrestling. It's done now. It's overdone.
It's effective if you do it right. I mean, I don't know. It's not a huge criticism. It's like I said, my criticisms are small.
You know what?
Show.
As long as they don't hit the music on a run-in, I'm fine.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a quality tag team, and we have a great tag division. So,
but my question was, what team would you have said, okay, let's do that with it? Like that, it would be logistically possible.
I was going to say the Revival. That would have blown the roof off the place, but
that's why I said that
not
was possible
yet. Let's see, right now that would make everybody explode. The Briscoes, I don't know if they're
possible
or not right now. I don't know what their contract deal is, so I can't
so
really
basically
say.
You
I'm
have
really sure
anyone
on a handshake.
You basically got anyone who's on the independent or in TNA, because all they have to do is ask to be released.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Briscoe Brothers, I think everybody would have known who they are. They've been, again, around forever. At this point, Super Smash Brothers, again, I'm not dissing them. They look at their stuff. They're very good. But
speaking of indie tag teams, whatever happened to the Classic Collection?
They're still around.
I never see them on anything anymore.
They They wrestle up in APW. I think Brian Zane is their manager. He's a popular YouTuber.
Is that Derek Zane's brother?
Possibly. And Sami Zayn.
The three brothers.
They're like the Dudleys.
Do they all tell really
and
long stories will be... that will never end?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the Karras show.
And they love to send you scripts, right?
Let me tell you about my Batman versus Superman. At the end, Batman and Superman are ready to hit each other in the face, and then out of nowhere comes Derek Zane to save the day.
Can you imagine him at the terrorist show? I could just see him, like all of a sudden, he's, like, got a hood, and they're, like, threatening to behead him. Be a major incident. He'd be the most likely. It'd be entertaining. It'd be like the Vader Kuwait moment, only, like, 10 times as bad.
Who's
going to
be playing Undertaker
Vader
then on the side? Is that just going to be Ozzy sitting there? Like Undertaker?
Sounds about right.
All right, cool. That's a good thing, Ozzy, because Taker looked badass in that part. Right when fucking Vader slapped that guy, Taker's just like, fuck it, I'm the champion, man. I don't care.
I don't think, yeah. Well, anyways, back to it. Tag team.
I don't know what the hell's going on anymore.
I don't either. That's okay.
So we all sound like you're awesome.
Women's actions, where we got our first big surprise. Britt Baker versus Kylie Rae versus Nyla Rose. I'm familiar with Britt Baker, just kind of getting to know the other two. I know I was chatting with you, and I was so pissed when it looked like Brandi Rose was going to be added to the match.
That was a good swerve.
No offense, she's... That was well done.
In chat.
I didn't
Todd
get pissed.
Yeah.
I was just.
No,
I
you
was
pissed.
No, you were like, oh, look, an authority figure inserting themselves in a match. I wonder what that sounds like.
I did say that.
Better. I did say that. Well, in our heads, you are a complete fucking jackass.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Todd was a wet blanket. Up until the blood came in. But
he's not wrong. But it was before the blood. It was that match.
Yeah, Todd the whole time. Vince is laughing at this shit.
Wait. You think up to this point, even up to the women's match, you think Vince was worried? Do you really think that?
By the end
I think he was.
Yeah.
That's what I asked you, Dan. Don't answer the question I'm not asking. I'm saying at this point where we're at right now, was Vince McMahon worried?
I think he was. Bob does. I don't think Vince is stupid. I think he's looking at the bigger picture of what they can do.
Yeah. The crowd, the reaction, the general. I mean, I've always said... I've been to shows where nothing earth-shattering. You didn't have a 5-star match or anything like that, but it's a great show because of the crowd. And that was a great crowd. And, you know.
I'm just glad I wasn't in that building. It must have stunk.
Oh, God. Yeah, it must have.
Felt like indie work.
I've been to some armories that smell pretty bad.
That smell like the world's biggest armory.
Yeah. And
they're
people stuffing cheeseburgers into their pants pockets.
Oh my God. All I gotta say is there is a triple Western bacon cheeseburger. So triple Western bacon cheeseburgers coming soon.
Dude, I'm not gonna say. Did you guys see they have Western fries now?
No, what's that?
I don't know, but they have Western fries that's supposed to complement their Western bacon cheeseburger.
You know, that's the only barbecue.
I think it's with some, like, barbecue seasoning, like from Red Robin or something.
Yeah, probably.
I want to see someone try and eat it and then have the Buck super kick it. That would have been a great spot on Being the Elite. But anyway, we're doing too much in humor right now. We've got to get back.
Wait. Is Dan trying to put us back on the rails? That's confusing.
I am. People are real.
I'm trying.
Yes, should I make up for things? Should I make up for Dan not doing it?
Excalibur. Awesome Kong. A legit surprise. I thought she was done with wrestling. I thought, you know, Glow and everything. I was a little surprised to see her. I wasn't surprised, but...
I wish she would have came out.
Next pay-per-view, she's going to be pregnant.
Ozzy was disappointed she did not come out as Welfare Queen. And I was disappointed she did not come out with castmates.
I was disappointed that there was no Welfare Queen chant.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
That should have been a Welfare
Queen. You know,
Queen
we would have done that shit.
Hell yeah, you guys.
Fargo Mafia needed to be there. Would my October trip coincide with? I guess probably not. I was going to say, we could have had some funny chants going that night, but. No, I was happy to see her. Again, some of these ladies I did not know. I don't know how I feel about Bath Salt Bailey. It's just very, very Bailey-like. Bailey on crack.
It seems like it's really forced with her.
Yeah.
Like
she played
it
well.
Forcing herself to be this happy, weird girl.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it can turn into, like, an emo Bailey thing where she, like, cuts herself or something.
Maybe she's...
That would be a funny gimmick.
Maybe she's Adderall
emo
Bailey.
She's Adderall Bailey.
Oh.
Todd, which a big butt stuff fan.
Which, if we do that, we can bring it back to wrestling. Because Adderall Annie was played by the same one as the Chicken Glow. Bam.
Damn.
There you go.
Fucking Daniel Lugazi over here.
Wow, does anyone even know who that is?
What?
Emeril Lugazi, the chef?
Yeah.
Who doesn't know who Emeril Lugazi is?
It's like
he
a
had
top
a successful sitcom on CBS.
Did he really?
For half a season.
No, I don't.
Dude.
That was horrible. That was shit. But I don't think they even had the full season. But you know what would have popped me more? ODB.
Yeah,
someone
that would have been cool.
Never got her mainstream. Somebody that was always entertaining as hell. Even when TNA was at its worst, she was always awesome. I would love to see her get a shot on a big stage again, but
I co-sign that.
Maybe it'll still happen. Yeah, she's fun. I've always enjoyed her. A lot of people forget she was on the first season, well, the first episode of Tough Enough. She was one of the random people trying out. So if you go back and watch that on the network, you can see a very young ODB trying to break in, which I thought was amusing. There was somebody else too, and I can't remember that became.
Ozzy, was
somebody
that the same one you tried out on?
I never tried out for Tough Enough.
I am upset with myself. When we were talking about SCU, I didn't have Ozzy tell his story.
What's your story, Oz?
Where your
hair recession comes from.
Oh. Okay, so check this out. When I was 16, I was training out in Riverside over in school run by Big Bill Anderson and he was running a promotion called the International Wrestling Council. And Frankie Kazarian would teach on weeknights, and one week I came during a weeknight. And every time, like, he'd be in the ring or he'd be outside the ring, anytime he wasn't doing any spot or anything like that, he was literally brushing his hair at every second.
Is that where you got that habit from?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I tell him he needs to break it. Look at his hair now.
right?
What the fuck?
You need to stop before you get that bad.
Hey, Frankie Kazarian got left WWE because he wouldn't cut his hair. So it's a good segue. Then he cut it after randomly in TNA.
That's because he combed it too much.
Yeah, there you go. So what do you guys think of the women's division right now? There's not a lot of, like, marquee names, but it looks like they're pretty well off, especially if they let some of these Japanese girls off the, you know, let them show what they can actually do, unlike WWE.
You know, I think I keep on thinking, you keep on saying it, and it keeps on bringing it back. It's like, there's no division. There's no, there's nothing yet. I don't think, going back to even asking the question of, is AEW going to be successful? I don't even think we can make that assumption now until we fucking see what they do with their TV show.
Absolutely. And this
even
is
though
why
I did say something completely different earlier.
I know. This is why I think WWE is not worried. Or I don't think
they
even at the end of the show.
There is a TV show showing up. There is a TV show coming. So you got to be somewhat worried.
I think there's difference
between, especially with their new deal with Fox, it's coming around that same time. So any ratings?
Well, so
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the ratings are low or down. And another thing you got to also consider, everybody's like, "Oh, this is TNA all over again." And I'm like, number one, TNA is still around. TNA is going to probably make it to 20 or they're still around. I'm just saying, TNA,
nope. TNA
going
is not
in,
around anymore, isn't it?
Damn. Tell them, Bob.
Same company. Well, all right, so WWE.
Same company.
Same company.
No, it's not.
Nope. Same letters. It's nothing's the same.
It's
well,
not the same company.
Then WWF wasn't the same company as WWE. So.
No, that's always been
lineage.
No, it's always been owned by the same thing. It's always been Titan Sports, and then they changed it to World Wrestling Entertainment Inc. Always been the same. There was no
whatever.
Panda Energy and no Anthem Entertainment. Different.
It's passed down, but it's still. I'm just saying, still.
Company folded and they reopened a new one.
Here's my point, though,
I got Bob's back on this one.
Well, here's my point, though, with TNA. TNA was coming off of
Impact Wrestling.
I'm going back right now, so
okay.
Irregardless. Was coming off of a dreadful WCW closing. People were excited because, you know, we have competition again, supposedly. But, you know, you had Jarrett, you know, some very stale guys at that point. And, again, we got AJ and everything, and, you know, TNA certainly had its high points. But with this, there's nobody hotter in wrestling among wrestling fans right now than, you know, Cody the Bucks, Kenny Omega. I feel like they have the benefit of being cool right off the bat. I can remember back in 2002, everybody's like, oh, yeah, Ken Shamrock's their fucking first champ. That's ridiculous. Oh, there's Jarrett again, who we couldn't stand in WCW. It's a little bit different. I feel like the momentum is a lot stronger right now. It's like if Turner got behind ECW and just gave them, like, tons of cash back then, WWE might have been in a lot of trouble because that product was so hot and they were getting stale.
See, and this is that's the thing I've been arguing from day one. I don't think it would have mattered because it's
a
smaller niche product.
Show.
I know, we covered
it
every time.
Show.
It's a niche product. I disagree strongly with that statement. Would it have lived a little longer? Yes, but it wouldn't have made a blip on WWE's radar.
I'm not... Nothing is going to happen that AEW is going to kill WWE. I'm just saying they
at least
be
you know that.
An issue. Dean Ambrose is a top three star. Todd has got – God, Todd. Tampax, Todd. We're going to throw Maxi Pad with you. I'm going to talk
apparently
to
Todd's him. Being paid by WWE tonight.
No, because WWE sucks ass too.
Yeah, sure. There goes your paycheck.
Todd, well, I'm going to see, like, Todd and in the front row at the terrorist show now. Todd's going to be like
give me Goldberg guy. Versus Undertaker main events, and then I'll shut up.
Maybe they can go to like Pakistan, and we'll get like Lex Luger versus Sting, like last time ever. That'll be their terrorist show. I don't know if Luger can even walk anymore, but yeah. So
who cares?
Who cares? So all right.
So the Lex Express when it broke down.
Yeah.
He was my least favorite to watch. I always fucking hated Luger.
And then he killed Miss Elizabeth, so fuck that guy.
Yeah. They kind of did, but not really.
Okay, you guys, we got to get back on track.
Cody versus Dustin.
Wow.
All right, now to the point where Todd is not having his heavy flow day.
Okay,
but
the show starts.
He did.
Which is ironic because they have a heavy flow match.
Oh my God!
Screening to go to.
I have three this week though.
I
can't talk about it.
Oh yeah, your secret stuff. All right, so this one moved me because number one, I fucking love blood in wrestling, and I cannot watch a cage match in WWE and not be disappointed, or. Anything, a street fight, it's always lacking because we don't have blood. This match delivered on the blood. I will say I wish his face paint wasn't red. I wish he was in like a white outfit or something.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Whew. He would have totally changed color. But, I mean, this was wrestling to me. This,
yes.
I'm just... That one, that was just like one of those moments where I'm glad the $50 was worth it if the show ended there for me. But what did you guys think?
That's what I felt like I got my money's worth. It didn't feel like an indie thing anymore. It felt like a big show. And that's also has to do with they built that match the fuck up on their YouTube stuff. And
yeah.
It made it special. And then there's, of course, the
variety.
History you already know. And just the match itself, it was wrestling. It wasn't like all the high spots you can do. It wasn't all this and that. It was a good, solid wrestling match. Even without the blood, it would have been a good match, but that just added so much more. It was special with the blood.
It did. Ozzy, what did you think? Because I'm sure we're all on the same page.
He was falling asleep during this one.
Go fuck yourself, Todd. I had a calzone for the first time in I don't know how long, and it was such a carb overload. There was a lot of emotions going on in that match. So don't come at me being like, oh, Ozzy was falling asleep.
I know,
it was
I'm just
already
joking.
Like 2.5 hours worth of wrestling by that point. I was exhausted.
And you weren't even falling asleep yet. I was just busting your balls.
I made a show.
Confused.
They did mimic WWE in the length, but Ozzy, what'd you think? I mean, we'll never get that in WWE. I mean, that was definitely a match that showcased that they're different.
Are they different or
I
just
agree.
Like WWE used to be? Sorry. I'm sorry, go ahead, Ozzy.
I think thinks his name is Ozzy.
I do. I had to watch his shit with them.
Todd, shut the fuck up.
Anyway,
Ozzy, what'd you think?
It was my favorite match of the night. And not just because of the blood, but again, like the story behind it, like you said, like that's why we watch wrestling, is to see shit like that and the stories that they can tell. It was my favorite match of the night.
Yeah. When I think about how long how many years Dustin's been in WWE, and I mean, even just his last run and the fact that we never saw anything even close to that. Again, even taking the blood out of it, just the way WWE wastes talent is just insane.
And
insane.
I will say, they got over that groan-inducing entrance. Let's show we're not WWE by doing something exactly WWE would do, and then have shitty pyro to make it look like a bad special effect.
Todd, come on. Positive now, Todd. They did
something
good.
You know what it reminded
good.
Me of? It reminded me of the old Land of the Lost TV intro.
Oh, my God. That is fucking awesome, and you nailed it.
Did you guys have an issue with management mostly going over? Everybody was saying that, and I was like, I don't know. I don't have a big deal with it. Because, you know, Jericho won, so.
Yeah. I was fine with that. Cody should have won.
Yeah, I don't think they could have had Dustin win that one. I don't think he needed to. I think that was genuine.
Yeah,
at the
but
end,
then we'd
I'm
all
sure.
And then Todd would be bitching that if Cody won, like, he would he had to book him. He had to get himself over.
Cody did win.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean. Fuck
no,
you.
I don't.
I'm tired. It's late now.
Okay, you carb overloaded too?
I just had
carb
two hamburgers.
Overloaded.
Carbs. Oh, I'm not. I'm gonna be good. This is not after dark. Carb is the nickname Bob has for penis.
This is true.
Todd, what's all right, so moving on. A team, Todd's favorite tag team of all time, Young Bucks taking on the Lucha Brothers. This is where I thought they might mix it up and actually have the Lucha Brothers go over, but again, when you're putting on such a fun show, it's nitpicky. I don't have a big issue with it. It's not like, you know, it's not like the Young Bucks or Lex Luger, WCW, again. They're relevant. I thought that was a great match. Todd, I know you hate the Young Bucks. We've had so many
Here's the thing. I don't hate the Young Bucks. And we lost Bob, by the way. I hate the Super Kick Party. Oh. I hate, like, the spotty shit. And as I was talking to Ozzy at the show, I liked when they were Generation Me and when they actually wrestle. They actually wrestle. I have no issues with this match. I like this match. This was a good match. And it showcased they could wrestle. So for the people like me who don't like that spotty shit and that style, it was a good match.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you like that one.
So you're saying Cornette would have liked the match?
I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But there's not a lot for him to talk shit on.
Yeah. Like I said, I love Cornette, but I don't agree with a lot, especially not giving some credit to Kenny Omega at this point. I mean, I get it. Get over the fact that he wrestled the 9-year-old. That was like 8 years ago.
Oh, no, it's because he wrestled a blow up doll.
Oh, yeah, that might have done it. Yeah. That was more recent. God, they need to have Cornette show up. Or have, if they wanted to do a comedy spot, have the little girl now who should be 18 by now in the Battle Royal. Just to have a I'm coming for you, Kenny moment. That would have been funny. I would have taken that over the amputee, but anyways.
Dan just doesn't like
great.
Legless people.
It makes
no
legged. Sense. I'm a legged, I guess, yeah.
You
it
are.
It doesn't make any sense.
If they would have put a hat on him, he'd be a fan.
I don't know. It just didn't make any sense. What are you gonna? How are you gonna? I don't know. Anyways, just bring in Zach Gowen if you want that. But
hip hop, Harry, fuck all that.
Another possible match of the night. All right, so main event: Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho. I that was again. Amazing. I have no issues with Chris Jericho winning. I know everybody's got a bitch. It's like, oh, the WWE guy won. But they needed rubber match. That's what I kept telling people, rubber match.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega already has a win. Plus, I think Adam Page is going to be the first champion anyways. So,
yep.
I think it'll
mean more. And a win over Jericho would mean a lot to get him over.
Yeah, definitely.
It would.
People just need to realize
it
that.
It would.
Unless the owners want, like, that name guy to have the belt, which that could always happen, too.
Everything I've heard about Tony Khan is he's a legit wrestling fan.
Money Mark? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the part.
I don't think they would do that. I would be very surprised if Jericho's their first champ.
I wouldn't be, but I hope not.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I really don't. And I think that I do think that's the best move. Have him get it off of a legit legend.
Yeah,
everybody then knows the Hangman. So, yeah.
Okay, we did skip something, and I want to go back to it. We'll get to that part later. We didn't talk about the Bret Hart segment.
Oh, shit, we didn't. And I love that. MJF, I love that heel promo. Even Bret Hart looked like he was legitimately having fun. Where he's like, oh, no, look, a fan. Bret was cracking a smile. I love that. I didn't see any of that in his recent WWE appearances.
Well,
I love that.
Nothing was making him happy in the building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said nothing.
He did look
like happy in the building.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it was funny because I swear to God, he was like kind of looking over his shoulder.
He absolutely was.
You know, somebody there was thinking, man, it would be funny as shit if I could like take him down.
We all did.
Oh God! Supposedly he tripped too.
Oh.
But off camera.
I still think it would have been hilarious if it would have been Mick Foley.
Oh. I don't think it can, though, because doesn't he have...
I think he's only on a Legends
deal.
Yeah.
Those are confusing, though. Like, I don't know what kind of restrictions you have, because I would have thought Brett's under some kind of Legends thing, too, so...
And I don't know if he would find something like that.
It
yeah.
has Legend in the title. He's signing that, Ozzy.
That was a nice little surprise. And like I said, he did forget where the hard cam was, so we were kind of, when we were supposed to be seeing the belt, we were seeing the back of his head. But that's okay. Like I said, a few glitches. Well, Brett's not an indie guy. I mean,
well, that was very indie, though, is what I'm saying.
Especially when he forgot when this title thing was supposed to take place. Next month, few months.
Eventually.
Moment. Yeah. But I like MJF. They established a really good heel. His mic work is fantastic. I thought that was a good segment. So, yeah, I didn't forget that because it wasn't a match.
EC4 was really good.
There. How sad is like EC3 right now? If I had just held on a little longer, I would probably be in AEW. Instead, I'm putting over No Way Jose on main event.
Well, you know what? When he gets released, he's going to be bust his ass even harder to prove you fucked up twice, you dumb motherfuckers.
Well, but that's also, and we can maybe talk about it now. What do you think? I mean, what is WWE going to do? Because if nothing else, I do think there's going to be a lot of guys now that when their deals are up, it's like, you know, in EC3, it's like, well, why am I going to sit here and job in on main event when I'd be having a lot more fun in AEW? Because I do think you're going to see a lot of talent leaving.
And that's the biggest thing, I think, is the undercard is super weak, and getting those kind of talents is going to help. But then you also got to walk the line of, well, didn't we just see this guy jobbing and fucking losing to No Way Jose in WWE? So, it's one of those things, like, those talents can do it and should get the shot to on what is now the second biggest stage in professional wrestling. So, yeah.
I mean, are some people above the bad booking, though? Like, I know Revival's got a year to go, roughly, but, I mean, regardless of how bad they book them, are they not still going
to
explode when they debut in AEW?
To who? To that crowd, yes. But to an average wrestling crowd, and that's what they need to survive? I don't know, and I don't think so. Will there be a pop when Revival shows up? Absolutely, because they are hot off WWE, or not even hot off of WWE. So that will get a pop, and then it's up to them to make sure that they aren't seen as those guys that were just losing.
And is it worth WWE when people aren't re-signing to just start burying everybody? Because then it, you know, makes people think twice about signing long-term deals. And
well, who got the biggest pop of the night, Dan?
Huh?
Who got the biggest pop of the night?
Of course. Of course Moxley got a huge pop, but
they didn't
bury him on the way out.
No, they didn't, but he would have got one anyway. Here's my thing. Who's that show end with? Two WWE guys. So, and it ends like a standard Attitude Era, good Raw, pay-per-view. I still don't see anything different.
What do you mean it ended with two WWE guys?
With, I mean, like, the biggest angle at the end, you have Jericho and Moxley. Yes, there were other guys involved.
Moxley, but
yes, there were other guys involved.
Then a brawling with Omega.
And you
are familiar with WWE that are not familiar with Kenny Omega now will see, oh, yeah, that's Dean Ambrose. He's going to wrestle this new guy. And then, you know, like, it's a better integration.
Yeah. Oh, it was. And I thought that was smart. But I'm just saying, involved in that big angle.
TNA at first, you were looking at Brian Christopher, Ken Shamrock. I mean, you weren't exactly looking at somebody the caliber of a Dean Ambrose right off the bat, or Chris Jericho. So again, it is a little bit different. I just think they have to be careful, and I think they were, quite frankly, because they could have gotten Scott Steiner or somebody like that in that battle royal. But I think it was better that they didn't have it stacked with those kinds of people. They just, if you don't move the needle, then I don't think they need to be spending crazy money on some of these people. But Sasha Banks, Revival, those are potential needle movers. So they just have to be careful. I have more faith in their system of not having 37 writers, which is ridiculous. I like, you know, I have hope. We'll see. It could be one of those things where in 2 or 3 years they're gone. But I certainly hope not, because then WWE – and that's the last thing I wanted to talk about. Does WWE do anything different now? With AEW and the fact that they've got this new TV deal coming up.
I'm going to go with no.
Not at all. Okay. Ozzy, what do you think? WWE change anything right now looking at what AEW is able to do?
I don't think yet, if at all.
And what were they able to do? What were they able to do, Dan? Deliver an old WWE pay-per-view? Something WWE could easily do if they wanted to?
I didn't feel like this was an old WWE pay-per-view.
It felt like an Attitude Era pay-per-view.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I didn't feel like I would see some of the things that I saw back in the... A lot of people forget some of the wrestling back then wasn't that great. Sometimes we, you know, deify that, the Attitude Era, but...
Oh, no, there was a lot of shit in it, but that's why I said a good Attitude Era pay-per-view.
Well, in parts, if you're talking Cody, Dustin, perhaps.
You don't think the end of that show was straight out of fucking... If that was Shane McMahon, we could see that shit now. And yes.
Well, sure. You could cherry pick things, but I'm saying as a whole, I didn't like think that this show was just ripping off WWE.
Oh, I didn't either. My whole point has been, this has not been groundbreaking or game changing. It's a good start. I want them to do good.
Yeah.
I give the show overall a B, and I look forward to more. I'm just trying to be realistic.
I'm a B plus. And my biggest issue was probably commentary. That was the one thing that was really shitty.
Ozzy, are you a B minus?
I'm not a B minus guy.
All right, well, what would you give this?
I think it was a solid B.
Okay.
I mean, the undercard and the last three matches were really kind of, I guess it was similar to like the UFC fights, and you have the preliminary fights before the name fights. That's what it kind of felt like. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like showcasing, or I like new talent being showcased, but a six-woman tag with all Japanese wrestlers, like, they're cool, but I mean, like, oof. You know, it was a rough part to put in the show, I guess. I don't know. It just seemed, you know.
Yeah, I don't even think we talked about
that
match.
There was two tiers, basically, like major tiers.
Yeah, I get it. There's still improvements, some production value stuff too, but nonetheless, overall, I had a good time. I think I got my money's worth, and I said
absolutely
going in, if $50, that's $50 worth of expectations. I think I'm glad I paid it. I'm glad the show's doing well. And I look forward to seeing them grow. They have the benefit of seeing where a lot of people, WCW, TNA, and so on, have failed. So I think we have people in place this time that won't make a lot of the same mistakes. So
hopefully.
We'll see. Hopefully, yes. And again, I don't know this TNT deal. That's also maybe big expectations there. So hopefully they can deliver.
I definitely think I got my money's worth, but it definitely was like UFC. Ozzy nailed that shit.
Okay. Well, till next time. All right, I think that's all we've got.
No.
Again, Flesh.
No.
Oh, we don't. Okay, we had one other little thing. That's right.
Yes.
I forgot. So did you learn anything new from the Untold episode on
Well, that's not
network.
Exactly what we were doing, but I'll take over then. As Ozzy pointed out, this was a very interestingly timed WWE Network special, Untold, the failed relaunch of WCW. So, do you guys think that was on purpose? Ozzy, I'll let you go first.
Absolutely, I do. I mean, get the fuck out of here. Like, you have all this opportunity to release this content, and you choose to do it the day after another promotion is trying to go up against you. It's almost like, hey, we understand, like, there's this new thing, but, you know, essentially it would have ended up the same way. Because I'll be fair, I haven't watched this Untold story yet because it was just coming out tonight, but at the same time, what does the story end with? The story ends with McMahon buying WCW. So it's like they're trying to instill in people's heads, don't worry, this thing may seem hot now, but we'll buy it eventually.
Well, you probably should have watched
almost
it. It was,
like,
it was only 19 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
short.
Well,
then you guys should answer because I didn't.
Oh, no. Well, no, that's fine. But I do agree with what you're saying. It kind of covers, like, the Big Bang pay-per-view that was supposed to be, like, the Bischoff, like, launching. But it does. It kind of
was
like,
one thing we didn't know.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
We got that Borash story.
You want to tell the one thing that we didn't know going in, which, if it was Bret Hart, I think it's even funnier.
Yes, Borash. He didn't reveal who the employee was, but he said somebody came up to him, not as a joke, and he emphasized that. It was not like a ha-ha sort of thing, and intimated that he was going to tackle Shane McMahon and totally fuck WWE over and ruin that last segment. And now somebody's got to get him to reveal who that was supposed to be. Do you have a guess who it might be, Tom?
Damn it.
Bret Hart.
That would have been a bait.
Yeah. And Borash showed him hell.
There that
and Borash showed him hell no. I don't know if Scott Steiner's like the one that you said. That would have been hilarious.
Well, hey, it takes some work to clear the ring of Scott Steiner if he decided to rush the ring.
And Jarrett wasn't there. Maybe it was, Doug Dillinger?
Hawk. I don't know who was, I can't remember, still under
Hawk
contract.
Hawk was already back.
But...
Hawk who was already back
Hawk
in WWE.
Had to have been Buck Bagwell.
Oh. Haku was already
Shane
back in WWE.
It had to be a badass, though, because, I mean, Shane probably would have beaten the shit out of a Bagwell. That would actually be pretty funny.
And that was
before Bagwell running in.
And that was before he had his mommy call and tell him he couldn't come into work. She was still somewhere on a pole. Eric Bischoff's pole, but whatever.
Sure. Just for the record, Bagwell's a very cool dude in person. I've talked to him a few times. I know there's a lot of stories out there.
Did you only talk to him about Andy Sedaris movies?
Yeah, I was just about to say I brought up his Sedaris thing. That and Terror Tract. I don't think I even talked really about wrestling with him. Just said, oh, big Terror Tract fan. Seemed amused that I saw the movie. Yeah, that was way too short, though, and I don't feel like I got a lot of stuff I didn't
know. Well, yeah, they were trying to rush
already.
That shit out.
Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. I mean,
about
it's one of those things. It's very interestingly timed. It was a cool little thing. Nothing new, nothing. It was basically Bischoff and who else do we have? Jared and Booker T.
Johnny Ace.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Johnny Ace. Yeah,
it was
Johnny
fine,
Ace.
I guess. It was just, yeah, I don't know. I just, that's not long enough to tell the story for me, but nonetheless. You're just saying the message was, yeah, enjoy it while it lasts. Vince is going to kill him. He's going to buy him, and you'll be seeing Kenny Omega in NXT.
And well, here's the thing. I still think NXT is a better product.
Yeah, but you've had it for so long. AEW is brand new. So it's still a question mark. I get that. I don't disagree.
Okay, well, I'm talking in the here's and nows, and NXT is a better product. Is it?
I feel we'll do a 6-month review of AEW once they're on TV.
I'm sure we'll talk about it much more. Then maybe it won't be all WWE.
I think that'll be a good thing. Anyways, I guess on that note, we will cut out fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay and all your UEW needs. And we will be back with Flesh Wound Radio this Wednesday, so be sure to tune into that. We've got some cool new reviews for you guys. We've got some exploitation stuff coming up. And that's all I got. You guys plugging anything tonight?
Ozzy is, like always.
Absolutely. All the UEW events are available on Vimeo, video on demand, and we will have a new episode of UITV this Thursday featuring the return of Shiloh Greaves to UEW.
Nice.
Yes, going to be a fun episode. That was a good match.
That was very good. Yeah, you're in for a treat, guys, if you haven't gotten to see it yet. All we got. We will see you guys again here soon. And Todd, do we have an outro?
We had a song, so now we have an outro.
No Elite theme, Todd? That should have been what opened this up. But.
Oh, that's a good one. No, that's a fair one for tonight.
Wolf pack is back of a mass destruction. Guess you see the bad boys are wrestling. Test in competition when the war that they mission. Not no mercy, see the race by the street. If you don't know, you better find out the wolf pack. It'll prove a point. Number one, to believe that you don't want to talk with them. I'll be a boy to them, coming to ring with them. You're never walking out again. Don't throw your back on the wolf pack.
Body bag.